Good morning, we are back and so is Tiger Woods. Golfer won his first title in over 5 years and India firmed their position as the subcontinent superpower after beating Pakistan again in Asia Cup for cricket. It is 24th September and as you brace yourself for the week, if you are in Himachal or heading there, then you should know that schools in at least 9 of 12 districts of Himachal Pradesh will remain closed today after rains and snowfall lashed many parts of the state, with a few deaths as well. And if you're in Delhi, also brace yourself for the stubble burning that has already started. But don't worry, actually it won't affect you a lot, but it has the potential to affect the health of a lot of Indian citizens. But at least they will have Ayushman. And also, the petrol prices that crossed the rupees 90 barrier in Mumbai for now. But on to the Ayushman. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who rolled out the ambitious Ayushman Bharat health scheme aimed at providing rupees 5 lakh medical coverage to 50 crore Indians. However, politics over what is touted as the biggest health scheme in the world played out across states yesterday, as 5 non-NDA rule states refused to implement the program, including the BJD from Odisha. And you know Modi ji, he doesn't keep his anger hidden. Despite the bonhomie between Prime Minister Modi and BJD Chief Naveen Patnaik, the Prime Minister on Sunday took the Odisha party by surprise when he launched an attack against Patnaik for ignoring a health scheme that would have benefited his state. The BJD too hit back at the Prime Minister, saying this was not expected of him after the support they showed him. AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal also launched an attack on Prime Minister Modi's scheme, saying it is nothing but a PR exercise. Well, more than 1,300 ailments are covered under it, including heart diseases, kidney and liver disorders and diabetes. Well, not sure if Zika virus is covered under it, as it's raised its head in Rajasthan. The first case for the state, as an elderly woman from Jaipur tested positive for Zika virus infection. And on to different news. October is going to be here soon and the time for the Halls of Justice to bid adieu to CJI Deepak Mishra. But before he does that, there is a lot that he can stir up in an effort to leave a legacy that can outshine the press conference and Justice Loya blot on him. The next 9 days, of which only 6 are working, will see different benches led by the Chief Justice of India pronounce judgments on 8 important issues. Well, from Aadhaar to Ayodhya, composition of different benches delivering judgments in these 8 issues will involve 10 Supreme Court judges. First up is the verdict on validity of Aadhaar, reserved 4.5 months ago by a 5-judge bench after a marathon 40-day hearing. Then, of course, there is the Ayodhya case, where an appeal against the Allahabad High Court verdict dividing the disputed 2.77 acres of Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land equally between Ram Lalla Sunni Waqf Board and Nirmohi Akhada. A 3-judge bench will decide whether the dispute over the land on which the 16th century masjid stood prior to its demolition on the 6th December 1992 is required to be referred to a 5-judge bench. And staying with the religious issue, a 5-judge bench will decide the validity of the tradition which bars women in the menstruating age from 10 to 15 years from Sabarimala's Ayyappa temple. Another verdict that will be keenly awaited by politicians is on curbing criminalization of politics. The question in a PIL which the Supreme Court will decide is whether a person should be disqualified from contesting elections if a court of law frames charges against her or him in a case involving a heinous offence. The Supreme Court will decide a PIL seeking a ban on legislators doubling up as advocates on the ground that they were already earning salary and perks from parliament or assemblies. But the judgment, which will also attract a lot of eyeballs after Aadhaar and Ayodhya, will be on the validity of Section 497 of the IPC. The section punishes a married man alone for having sexual relations with a married woman without the consent of her husband. A PIL has sought to make women too liable for the offense of adultery. Well, we wish the Supreme Court delivers its verdict reflecting its openness to allow live streaming of court proceedings, which is proposed to begin on an experimental basis for important cases in the Chief Justice of India's courtroom. Well, if the Supreme Court gives this judgment first, and pronouncement of important judgments in the last days of Justice Mishra as the CJI could be possibly streamed live. Well, if you end up calling a liar, a thief, and a murderer can land you up in jail instead of the person who has actually committed the crime. That is as true in New India as it continues in other countries with fascist bend. And the recent example is obviously Uttar Pradesh, where Kafil Khan and his brothers have been arrested again on a case which dates back about 9 years ago, but also in Assam, where in a guidebook written in line with the syllabus prescribed by the NCERT, or the National Council of Education, Research and Training, published by a 90-year-old renowned publishing house in the state, has caused a FIR being launched against the Book Depot, the three authors of the book, for a line on Narendra Modi-led Gujarat government during the 2002 communal riots, which accused them of misguiding our upcoming students on our well-known Prime Minister. The last chapter of the guidebook, first published in 2006, titled Recent Issues and Challenges, has a subsection titled Godhra Incident and Anti-Muslim Riot in Gujarat. The paragraph in question mentions that, quote, significantly at the time of the violence, the Narendra Modi-led BJP government was a silent spectator. Moreover, there were allegations that the state administration helped the Hindus, unquote. Were complainants Soumitra Goswami and Manab Jyoti Bora further added that the book, quote, is misguiding our upcoming students on our well-known Prime Minister, author along with publication intentionally giving wrong communal information and dishonoring the SIT probe report made under the supervision of Supreme Court. Well, in other news, French, don't get alarmed, this isn't about the Rafale scam, but about the trainer of the Tarini crew, the all-women crew that had circumnavigated the world, who was badly injured and marooned in one of the loneliest places in the Indian Ocean. Well, the 39-year-old is likely to be picked up by the French boat Osiris on Monday morning. A Kirti Chakra awardee, a Golden Globe race commander, Abhilash Tomy, has not had a drop of water since the injury. He cannot communicate with rescue planes as his marine VHF radio batteries are dead. Tomy was dismasted and had suffered a back injury in extremely rough weather and sea conditions. And while prayers go out for the stranded Indian on international waters, time to move on to what is happening on international territories. And the first up is somewhat good news for India and not so much for the Chinese. Voters in the Maldives have thrown out the incumbent president Abdullah Yameen in an extraordinary rebuke to a leader who jailed political opponents and judges and drew his country closer to China during a tumultuous 5-year term. With more than 80% of the ballots counted on Sunday night, Ibrahim Mohammed Solih, popularly known as Ibu, was ahead by an unassailable 17 points in an election viewed as a referendum on democracy in the Indian Ocean archipelago. So in essence, an opposition of disparate parties clobbered together in an alliance, not called Mahagathbandhan, to overthrow the ruling Prime Minister. And the last news bit for the day is about the two robots from Japan's space agency that have landed on a moving asteroid and begun a survey as part of a mission aimed at shedding light on the origins of the solar system. The rover mission marks the world's first moving robotic observation of an asteroid's surface. That is all from us for today. You go ahead, have a move on with your week. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Take a part.